Okay, today we are Bezrachem continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are now up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about a case where most of the people are Tahar, so they're not bringing the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, but even in such a case, Pesachim that are brought B'Tumah can sometimes still be kosher because of the tzitz. There's such a concept of a tzitz miratze, that sometimes the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz makes it that the Tumah problems are not going to be a problem. So the tzitz, of course, was the headband that the Kohen Gadol wore that said Kodesh La Hashem. So the Torah says that the tzitz will take something that's problematic about a korban and make it okay to the Ribbono Shel, that the Ribbono Shel will accept the korban. So in certain cases, the tzitz will take something that would have been possible on account of its tumah and make it okay. So the Mishnah will talk about HaPesach Shenizrok Damo V'Achar Kach Nodeshu Tameh. Let's say you brought a korban Pesach thinking everything was fine. You thought that everything was tar and everything, and you did the Zrika Sadam, and then you found out that the korban was Tameh. So Tzitz Meratzeh. So that's the concept that tzitz will help out such a karban, and therefore we say that the guy was yotzei his mitzvah of karban Pesach. Nitma haguf ein tzitz meratzeh. But if after they did the zrika sadam, they realized that it wasn't the karban that was tamei, but it was the owner of the karban that was tamei, the tzitz does not help for that. It doesn't help for the tumah of the person. It only helps for the tumah of the korban, because Chazal taught us hanazir v'osa pesach. When it comes to a nazir, and when it comes to a person who's making a korban pesach, hatzitz meratza al tumas adam. The tzitz will be meratza for the tumah of the blood. Ve'in hatzitz meratza al tumas aguf. But the tzitz is not going to be meratza where the tumah is of the owner. So if a nazir is tameh, he can't bring the korbanos that conclude his nazirus. He has to go through a whole process. When Nazir becomes Tameh, we just learned in Daf Yomi recently all about Nazirus. So when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to go through a Tara process. He brings Korbanos of a Nazir Tameh, he does a Giluach, and then he restarts a whole new Nazirus, a Nazirus Tahara. So his Korbanos of Tahara cannot be brought if a Nazir is Tameh. Same is true by Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Nit Matumas HaTahom HaTzitz Meratza. But if after they did the Zrika Sadam, they realized that the owner had become Tameh with something called Tumas Hatahom, meaning no one knew about that, the existence of that Tumah, and now they only find out about it afterwards, so then the Tzitz is Meratzeh for such Tumah. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that the Tzitz is Meratzeh for such Tumah. What exactly is Tumas Hatahom? So it's any sort of Tumas Meis that no one was aware of the presence of that dead body. It was somehow deep down in the earth, no one was aware that it existed. If somebody was aware about the Tumah of the dead body, and it's just that this guy didn't know that he had walked in that area, or that there was a body there, but somebody was aware that there was a body there, then that's not called Tumas Hatahom. Tumas Hatahom means that a guy was just walking down the street, and then they were doing some road work on the street or whatever, and they ripped up the pavement, and sure enough, there's a dead body hidden under there, and no one was aware of it. So if they brought the carpet and then later discovered that he became Tumas, to Tumas Hatahom, we have a special Lech L'Moshe M'Sinai, that it's going to be kosher. Now we move on to Mishnah Ches. If carbon becomes Tameh, so you have to burn it not on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah talks about, what about a Pesach that becomes Tameh? Where do you burn it? Nitma Shalim Arubo, if a whole carbon Pesach or most of a carbon Pesach became Tameh, Sorfno Solifnei Habira Me'atei Maracha, they burn it Lifnei Habira. Bira means a palace, literally, but over here it refers to the Beis HaMikdash and the Har Habayis. Typically, if a carbon becomes Tameh, you have to burn it on a place where it should have been eaten, or hukrav. So a carbon that has to have been eaten only in the Beis HaMikdash, like a carbon chatas, then it has to be burnt only in the Beis HaMikdash. A carbon that could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, like a carbon shlamim, could be burnt anywhere in Yerushalayim. So by a carbon Pesach, you would think you could burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim, because it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, anywhere in the old city of Yerushalayim, but the Chum made a gzeira that you have to that's if most of the Pesach became tamei, you have to burn it dafka in the Beis Hamikdash. This is a din d'rabbanan. The din d'oraisa would be that you could burn it wherever it could have been eaten. So and you could use the atzei ma'aracha. You could use the wood that they designate for the mizbeach, because if we're going to make you burn the meat at the Beis Hamikdash, so you can use the Beis Hamikdash's wood to do so. Not only can you must use the Beis Hamikdash's wood, because you don't want to be mevayish people who can't afford their own wood. So, meaning, since it's very likely that it became tameh because the owner was negligent with it, you have to burn it in the Beis Hamikdash. It's sort of like a public shaming, so that everyone will realize that this guy allowed his carbon to become tameh. Nitma miyuto, but if only a small part of the carbon became tameh, so it's probably that he wasn't negligent. It was probably just a mistake, an accident. Vahanosar, and any leftover meat from the carbon pesach that didn't get eaten, which ideally shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have nosar, but let's say someone has a stomach ache he couldn't eat anymore. Sarf nosar b'chatzir osehen o al gagehen me'atzei atzman. Then they use their own wood to burn it wherever they are, in their own chatzeros, in their own yards, in Yerushalayim. So you don't, then you're not allowed to use the wood of the Beis Hamikdash. Hatzaykan and Sorfin also lefnei Abira b'shvilehanos me'atzei ma'aracha. The people who are very stingy would burn even when a small part of their carbon became tameh. They would burn it in the Beis Hamikdash so that they could use the atzei ma'aracha and not have to pay for their own wood if they were a cheapskate. That's what they would do, even though that involves some level of embarrassment. They'd rather be embarrassed than have to pay for something. Okay, so to Chazur, what we did. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you already did the Zrikas Hadam of a Karban Pesach, and then you realized that the Karban is Tameh, so the Tzitz is Meratza. But if you realize that you were Tameh, the Tzitz is not Meratza, because in Nazir, in Osa Pesach, the Tzitz is only Meratza when there's a Tumah in the Karban, but not when there's a Tumah in the person. But we said there's one exception to that, and that is if the person became Tameh with Tumas HaTahom, then the Tzitz is in fact Meratza. Then in Mishnah Ches, we said, okay, where do you burn a carbon pesach that became tameh? So if the entirety or the majority of the carbon became tameh, so you burn it in the Beis Hamikdash using the atzei ma'aracha as a gezeira to embarrass the person that he allowed that to happen, to become tameh. If only a small portion became tameh, or you have no sar, so then you burn it in your own yard using your own wood. And very cheap people used to even burn that in the Beis Hamikdash so that they wouldn't have to pay for their own firewood. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes.